From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. North Korea launched a ballistic missile Friday. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe spoke following the launch.
I received a report that North Korea fired a ballistic missile once again. There is a possibility it landed in Japan's economic exclusive zone. We will analyze this immediately and take every precaution for the safety of Japanese nationals. We also plan to hold a National Security Council.
The U.S. believes the second intercontinental ballistic missile has flown longer and higher than the first missile launched earlier this month. Russia's foreign ministry said it is imposing countermeasures on the United States in response to new sanctions voted by Congress Thursday. The ministry said the sanctions confirm the extreme aggression of the U.S. in international affairs. Senator Benjamin Cardin says the legislation is now headed to President Trump.
It's long overdue, and he will not be able to give sanction relief unless he comes to Congress and reviews the foreign policy in which those recommendations are being made.
The sanctions also target Iran and North Korea. Pakistan's Supreme Court has disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding public office and ordered him to step down immediately. A spokesman for the Prime Minister's office announced shortly after the court issued its ruling that Sharif accepted the court's decision despite his serious reservations and relinquished charge of office. The court convicted Sharif on charges of amassing overseas assets, concealing them, and living beyond his means. It's not clear immediately who will be appointed to take over from Sharif. This is VOA News.